From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
Well, hi everyone. I'm Doug Nintzel, your ADOT spokesman. And today on the Road with ADOT, we're talking snow plows and winter driving. And what I want to do is have our guests today introduce themselves. We're going to start out with Devin Darlick. Devin, a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, hi, Doug. I'm Devin Darlick. I'm the equipment services administrator. I take care of all of the fleet for ADOT. I've been with ADOT for well over 30 years and have been around all types of equipment.
It's a lot of fueling up of vehicles. 30 years, incredible. Kevin.
Hi, Doug. My name is Kevin Doobie, and I've been with ADOT since 2002, and I am the statewide road weather manager.
What the heck does that mean, Kevin?
Well, anytime that there's weather going or even when weather is not going, I try to prepare the state overall for weather events and mitigate any issues that we may have overall with the weather.
If I may so. Such an important position. A lot of folks don't think about those types of things, but ADOT is working to make sure folks are prepared.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Devin, before we talk some numbers, you know, like number of snow plows, that sort of thing, I want to describe really the sheer size of a snow plow, because you see them out there. A lot of folks see them on television. They're not actually driving near them, but talk to us about this, the sheer size of one of these snow plows.
Well, the largest plow we have is what we call a wing plow. The front part of the vehicle has a big plow on the front that everybody has seen. And then the wing is the side part of the equation where there's another platform that comes down that scoops snow off to the right side of the road. Overall length is about 25 feet. And these weigh up to 60,000 pounds. They're very big and very powerful.
It is incredible, and I've had the pleasure of riding along in the wing plow. Just remarkable to see the work that gets done, and it's so efficient in terms of the amount of snow that a wing plow is able to push off the highway. But, Kevin, your job involves a lot of time spent out in the high country. You're out there on the highways during winter weather. We just talked about the sheer size of a snow plow. What should drivers know about sharing the highway with the snow plows?
Well, we want to make sure that the drivers has patience with the snow plow drivers out there. Okay. And then when you approach the snow plow, make sure you slow down. And then we also want to make sure that they understand that you give the plows plenty of space to do the job that they're trying to do out there. And then one of the more important things is don't pass the plow. Our plow drivers go through a lot, and there's a lot going on overall inside those cabs.
Yeah, when you talk about don't pass the plow, a lot of folks would say, you know, hey, I'm along the highway. The plow is going slower than I want to get going. What are we talking about there in terms of really the safety situation when it comes to passing the plow? They can be, you know, throwing a lot of snow out there.
Absolutely. And they are throwing a lot of snow. They are going slower than, you know, the normal 75 miles per hour. And they're out there for our customers to make sure the roads are clear and clean and the best that they can, depending on the event.
And the best thing is follow the plow, because they're cutting a path for you.
Absolutely. I mean, why would you not want to be behind the plow to make sure that those roads are clear?
So. Yeah, thanks. Now, Devin, about those numbers that I mentioned, how many plows in the state's fleet?
Well, we have roughly 200 plows statewide. Of course, most of them are up north. We do have some in the northeast. They vary in size. Most of our plows are the bigger plows that can really get the job done. And then some of the smaller plows do more of the state routes and things like that. But in terms of the full size of the snow fleet, we're right around 200.
It can fluctuate. And tell us about, like, getting new snow plows in, because obviously some plows start to show their age. Tell us about what happens over the years.
Sure. The life cycle for our plows, they vary. We take a look at them each time they come in for a preventative maintenance interval. And we try to get the most we can out of plows. During the summer, we still use those trucks. As a matter of fact, we use those as dump trucks. We use them for training, roadside pickups, environmental systems, just a wide variety of different types of jobs. And so we keep those active. And we have different sizes around the state. The smaller ones are, like I said, in the smaller areas of the roadways, and then the bigger ones are on the interstates and some of those bigger highway systems.
And as you would expect, plows in terms of our different districts around the state, the different regions of the state, you're going to have, say, more plows stationed in the Flagstaff area in general.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Flagstaff, Sholo, those are our two biggest areas. Holbrook, Kingman, along that I-40 corridor, that's where we have most of the plows, absolutely.
Yeah, I just think about the fact that there's probably no place in Arizona where I guess it couldn't snow, but obviously you're going to have more plows in the high country. I always have thought it was interesting. People find it to be interesting. We've got snow plows that are stationed in the Mesa area because they have to operate along State Route 87 as an example.
Yeah, that is correct. We have two snow plows in the Mesa yard, and they do go straight up into Payson and right on back.
Well, let's talk about winter driving. First of all, Kevin, each year we spend so much time talking to drivers about being prepared if we've got winter storms that are coming, that they have arrived. We've got winter weather conditions out there. But what are some of the things that folks should really be thinking about if a winter storm has arrived and they still want to go up and play in the snow?
Yeah, I think some of the biggest things that they really need to look at is knowing what the roads look like, and that you can look at the AZ-511 app, AZ-511 in general. You also can look at the forecast overall, and just know that the snow and the weather can change rapidly. So whenever you leave, and just knowing that the snow and stuff along those lines do change.
You know, I've heard from DPS troopers who have said, we run into people, they just thought they were going to go play in the snow. They're still dressed in T-shirts and shorts, thinking that they're going to head out there and be protected by their vehicle. But you really need to do things like packing that emergency prep kit that we really talk to folks about a lot.
Yes, absolutely. And make sure that you're giving yourself plenty of time as well if you're planning to go up north. We do ask drivers to delay travel if possible, but you're talking about making sure you have extra clothing, water, snacks, make sure your cell phone's fully charged, and flashlights as well. Part is your kit.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's that you need to be prepared in case traffic comes to a stop. You may have headed out from this trip in Phoenix, and the weather has socked in an area like the Camp Verde area up through Sedona. You just need to be prepared for the fact that traffic could stop, or you could have an issue with your vehicle. You need to have those things in your vehicle that are going to keep you comfortable, but also keep you safe.
Yeah, absolutely. The better prepared you are, the better off you're going to be overall.
And I think it's important to reinforce what you should do in thinking about traveling into the high country. It is best to wait out the storm.
Absolutely. If you can delay your travel, that is the best thing to do overall, so you're not stuck on those roadways if and when an event occurs.
And again, it's also important that in waiting out the storm, that lets the snowplow operators do what they need to do.
Yes. Let us do our job and let us clear the roads so you can go up afterwards.
So talk to us a little bit about what goes into being a snowplow operator. The last thing I had heard, I think we had about 400 ADOT employees who had, they're trained to be snowplow operators.
Yeah, we do a lot of training for our drivers overall, and you're right, there's about 400 plow drivers, a little bit more than that, and each one goes through what is known as a winter readiness workshop, and this is material that they get, and they go over with either their superintendents and supervisors, and some of that training is going to be like plowing techniques, preventative maintenance on the snowplows, proper proper material usage. And then after they do this, they actually have the opportunity to go into the trucks and they get 24-hour on-the-job training with an actual plow driver that is experienced.
All right, that's Kevin Duby. He's ADOT's statewide road weather manager. Devin Darlick's here too, ADOT's equipment services administrator. And Devin, again, one of the things that I think folks would really find interesting is how snow plows have changed over the years, the equipment that's on board. Can you talk a little bit about what snow plows are equipped with?
Absolutely. When I first started, we had just a regular plow that was on the front of a truck, and we did the best we could with what we had. Nowadays, we have laser systems that guide the plows and push the snow where we want it to go. We have backup cameras. We have different systems that monitor how much of the sand and some of the other products that come out of the spreader, which is in the back of the truck. There's radios, special communication devices in the trucks, special lighting for the emergency systems, and there's just a lot. We have GPS devices as well, so we know where the plows are at all times, how much product's coming out of those plows, how things are doing. We want to be as efficient and effective as we possibly can with those plows.
Kevin, can you talk a bit about the fact that there would be a priority in terms of plowing our state highways? Because obviously we have to really address the busiest travel routes, mostly our interstates around the state, and then we will get to other highways as time goes by. But not every highway can be plowed right away when a storm is taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we touched on I-40 already, and that is one of our main priority routes along with I-17. So those routes are most likely to have the most plows on them, and you'll definitely experience a rapid change in weather. I think as you leave Kingman and you head up north, I mean, you get a huge elevation change and some pretty decent grades going up I-40, and same with I-17.
It's just, again, repeating how important it is to hear Devin talk about what is inside, I'll call it the cockpit of the snowplow. It is almost like operating a small airplane when you see all the equipment that's on board. But the message is our snowplow operators are paying attention to those things taking place. That's why it's so important that drivers realize that guy's not just sitting behind a steering wheel moving forward in a snowplow. It's very important that you respect the plow. As I was saying even before we started here, bow to the plow. And it really is important to understand what that snowplow operator is going through. They're trying to clear the highway for you, but that's why it's, again, so important to back off, let them do their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And then remember, they're dealing with the same exact conditions that the driver might be seeing. And on top of that, they're dealing with the snowplow, the operations of it. And like you said, it's like a mini airplane in some ways.
Yeah, it's so important. So again, I also wanted to address this topic that happens every year, and that is what people are doing and going up to play in the snow, why it's so important that you don't just stop next to the highway, pull out those sleds, and think that you might be sledding on the slope next to, say, I-17 south of Flagstaff. Talk to us a bit about the issues that take place.
You know, when you stop on the side of the road, it's never a good thing to do in general. And, you know, there are play areas up in Flagstaff that are there for the public to go play or wherever else it might be. But the side of the highway is not a place to play. We can get, you know, traffic on the side of the road. You can get into a storm at any time. And it's just not safe. It's just not good practice.
Yeah, we talk a lot about US 180 is a highway north of Flagstaff heading toward the Grand Canyon. Obviously, it's the highway that gets you to the Snow Bowl as well near Flagstaff, but that's a really good example where a lot of efforts have taken place over the years on the part of local law enforcement, on the part of the Department of Public Safety, but trying to get folks not to park along the shoulders there. First of all, you need to move that emergency. There's the chance that an emergency vehicle might need to use that shoulder. But again, from a safety standpoint, and there have been tragedies out there in terms of people crossing a highway and traffic is coming along, that's a really good example of don't go up there to just think you should park next to the highway and go play in the snow.
Yes, exactly. We want our traveling public to have fun, but not on the side of the highway. We want to be able to get them to their destinations in a safe manner.
All right. So we're in any winter season, top recommendations, Kevin, when it comes to that message for a driver out there?
I think the top recommendations are going to be know the snow before you go. Okay. Delay travel if possible. And then we want to be patient and give yourself plenty of time to go where you're going if you have to travel, and have that emergency kit on hand and ready to go, and know that conditions can change at any time. So just because you're leaving Phoenix, say 10 o'clock in the morning, and the roads are clear, doesn't mean that by the time you get up to Camp Verde, it will still be like that.
Exactly. So he's Kevin Duby, ADOT Statewide Road Weather Manager. Devin, a final thought from you when it comes to the importance of snow plows, especially when it comes to the maintenance work that goes to keeping those snow plows out there on the highways.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at our snow plows as the core of our business. Those are paid by taxpayer money. We take good care of them. We want to make sure that everybody is safe. Those are ready to go, ready to do the job, keep commerce open on those roadways and emergency vehicles. We make sure that everything is ready to go way ahead of time. We don't wait until the storm is on its way or it's on top of us. We make sure that everything's ready, like I said, way ahead of time, and so is the crew. We're full of fuel. Everything is sufficient, ready, and green light for us.
Devin Darlick, ADOT's Equipment Services Administrator, joining us on the road with ADOT. I'm ADOT spokesman Doug Ninsel, and we appreciate you joining us for another edition about snowplows.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.